With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Presidential campaign heating up.
Both campaigning in Georgia this weekend. Former President Donald Trump focusing on the death of nursing student Lakin Riley.
Lakin Riley would be alive today if Joe Biden had not willfully and maliciously eviscerated the borders of the United States and set loose thousands and thousands of dangerous criminals.
President Biden in Atlanta on migrants.
Donald Trump calls them vermin, poisoning the blood of America.
Saying he'll work to secure the borders while creating legal pathways for those who are here.
Farm workers, essential workers who helped us through the pandemic and are part of the fabric of our community.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at srnnews.com, United Nations Security Council passing a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Sudan. BBC correspondent Nada Tawfik reports.
With the resolution's adoption, the UK representative urged the warring parties to act on this united international call for peace, to silence the guns, and to seek a sustainable resolution to the conflict through dialogue. The United States acknowledged this week's announcement by the Sudanese government that they would facilitate more humanitarian cross-border access from Chad, but said it was still insufficient, preventing famine and a long-term catastrophe, Washington said, required a ceasefire and unhindered humanitarian access.
Investigators in Jonesboro, Arkansas, still at the scene of where three people were shot and killed early today. Any number of people have been wounded. Some say four, as many as six in other cases. Police continued that investigation, aren't quite sure what may have led to that shooting. This is SRN News. A religious victory for health care providers.
A federal court in North Dakota has ruled that religious health care providers and employers are exempt from performing and paying for transgender procedures. Lawyers with Alliance Defending Freedom represented the Christian Employers Alliance in the case. The court determined that the Biden administration cannot force religious employers and health care providers to violate their religious beliefs by paying for and performing gender transition surgeries, procedures, counseling, and treatment. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Pepperdine School of Law has launched a new religion-based institute. It's called the Ken Starr Institute for Faith, Law, and Public Service, named after the lawyer and judge who taught at the school. That school says the new institute, quote, will elevate scholarly discussions on faith and the law. And this is SRN News. Some Chiefs football fans have had to undergo amputations because of frostbite from a horrible game in January.
Kansas City Chiefs fans are known for their fiery passion for their team. So much so, at least a dozen people lost fingers and toes to frostbite after sitting through the wild card playoff game between the Chiefs and the visiting Miami Dolphins January 13th. The temperature was -4 with a wind chill of -27. The Research Medical Center says not only did about 12 people undergo amputations, more are expected as frostbite injuries progress. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A beached whale stranded on a sandbar off Florida's Gulf Coast. Authorities say the creature, which they're still trying to determine what type of whale it is about 70 feet long. More details at srnnews.com.